Chapter 4 Levy Pants was two structures fused into one macabre unit. The front of the plant was a brick commercial building of the 19th century, with a mansard roof that bulged out into several rococo dormer windows, the panes of which were mostly cracked. Within this section, the office occupied the third floor, a storage area the second, and refuse the first. Attached to this building, which Mr. Gonzalez referred to as the Brain Center, was the factory, a barn-like prototype of an airplane hangar. The two smokestacks that rose from the factory's tin roof leaned apart at an angle that formed an outsized rabbit-eared television antenna, an antenna that received no hopeful electronic signal from the outside world, but instead discharged occasional smoke of a very sickly shade. Alongside the neat gray wharf sheds that lined the river and canal across the railroad tracks, Levy Pants huddled, a silent and smoky plea for urban renewal. Within the Brain Center, there was more than the usual amount of activity. Ignatius was tacking to a post near his files a wide cardboard sign that said in bold blue Gothic lettering, Department of Research and Reference, I.J. Riley, Custodian. He had neglected the morning filing to make the sign, spreading himself upon the floor with a cardboard and blue poster paint, and painting meticulously for more than an hour. Miss Trixie had stepped on the sign during one of her occasional pointless tours of the office, but the damage was limited to only a small sneaker print on one corner of the cardboard. Still, Ignatius found the tiny imprint offensive, and over it he painted a dramatic and stylized version of a fleur-de-lis.
"Isn't that nice?"
Mr. Gonzalez said when Ignatius had stopped hammering.
"It gives the office a certain tone." "What does it mean?"
Miss Trixie demanded, standing directly beneath the sign and examining it frantically.
"It is simply a guidepost,"
Ignatius said proudly.
"I don't understand all this,"
Miss Trixie said.
"What's going on around here?"
She turned to Ignatius.
"Gomez, who is this person?"
"Miss Trixie, you know Mr. Riley. He's been working with us for a week now."
"Riley? I thought it was Gloria."
"Go back and work on your figures," Mr. Gonzalez told her. "We have to send that statement to the bank before noon."
"Oh, yes, we must send that statement,"
Miss Trixie agreed and shuffled off to the ladies' room.
"Mr. Riley, I don't want to pressure you,"
Mr. Gonzalez said cautiously,
"but I do notice that you have quite a pile of material on your desk that hasn't been filed yet."
"Oh, that. Yes. Well, when I opened the first drawer this morning, I was greeted by a rather large rat which seemed to be devouring the Abelman's dry goods folder. I thought it politic to wait until he was sated. I would hate to contract the bubonic plague and lay the blame upon Levy Pants."